fashion
旅行
心灵 massage
小资情调 consultant
快乐
温馨
bubbly
无厘头
with great personalities comes great responsibility easy FM
每天中午十一点到一点 ATW 摩天轮
this we can have
Now welcome to the second hour of ATW on CRS Easy FM 本周摩天轮单飞秀也不是了应该叫独轮秀Still I'm one of the wheels of ATW
You are one
所以呢除了我独轮以外呢还请来了我们的优质备胎今天是胡子哥 from China Drive Welcome again
Well thank you very much 雅姐
你应该给我带点见面礼才对呀For some leftovers of your dinner last night.
Oh, well, actually, we didn't have very many leftovers.
Because you ate them all.
We ate almost everything.
And you had such a huge stomachache.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, like, I...
能一个人吃到肚子痛也不愿意给我带点过来。我现在还饿着呢。I'm so hungry right now.
the thing is, the mashed potatoes, actually, we did have some leftovers. But whenever I have leftover mashed potatoes, I like to reuse them.To make some potato pancakes.
Oh.
Really, really good. So just take your leftover mashed potatoes, add maybe one or two eggs, mix it up, and then make them into, you know, a little patty, and then fry them up real quick. They're delicious.
像咱们经常也是用这剩下的一些东西什么搓吧搓吧然后再重新加工就变成另外一道菜所以他们是用吃剩下的土豆泥儿给它搓成像圆饼一样的在锅上怎么再加工一下土豆饼是不是 好嘞那吃吃喝喝在中国这是我们今天的主题大家其实对于西方的食材很多特别的感兴趣 For example 这边有一个朋友呢8534说西方的这个饮食当中的 blue cheese 是不是相当于咱们中餐的臭豆腐
Yes and no I mean they're both fermented you might say But blue cheese literally has mold inside of it Like that's what the blue stuff is
就那个像发霉的东西
Yeah, so it's like it's a kind of fungus. And the thing is, every kind of cheese is made with a kind of mold or a kind of fungus. It's just that in blue cheese, and I think it's Gruyere, I'm not quite sure, I'm pretty sure it's Gruyere. It's
so
really
that's
similar
the name of the, blue cheese. Of the special molds?
No. There's two different kinds of cheeses. There's blue cheese, and then there's Gruyere. And so like blue cheese is a little bit harder.And it's still pretty smooth, but it's you know...how to say it? Anyway, Gruyere is a lot softer, and so it's almost like a bit gooey, and the flavor isn't as strong as blue cheese.
所以硬一点的口感重一点的应该是 blue cheese. 然后跟它对着的相对的相对软一些的口感没有那么浓的是那个叫什么
Gruyere.
How do you spell the word?
Gruyere.
Gruyere.
I'm pretty sure.
这是瑞士干酪的其中一种，所以大致如果要分奶酪的话呢，就是这两大类了。What about mozzarella cheese?
Mozzarella. Oh, well, so here's the thing. I mean, like you can basically divide cheeses into two kinds. There's the dry and hard kind, and then there's like the soft and wet kind.
好。
Why are you laughing?
又干又硬的这是一类，然后又湿又软的那是另外一类。Okay.
And so, for example, like mozzarella.Like, if we take two Italian cheeses, mozzarella and Parmesan cheese,mozzarella falls under the soft and wet. Like, it's mozzarella is best when it's fresh, like really, really fresh.And then Parmesan, it's a harder, and actually a very dry cheese.And so usually, the softer cheeses, the flavor is going to be less strong,because they are going to be a little bit fresher.Whereas, you know, a hard cheese like cheddar or Parmesan,it's going to have a much stronger flavor.
What are you going to usually eat with the soft and wet cheese? Are you going to put it in the salad? And
yeah, you can do lots of things. And the thing, I mean, like, I like to eat cheese on crackers. I like to eat cheese on bread. And it can be almost any cheese. But, for example, mozzarella is really good on pizza. I mean, that's, if you want to make a pizza, you almost have to use mozzarella. And then there's feta cheese, which actually...It kind of breaks the rule. It's a soft wet cheese, but it has a very strong flavor. I guess maybe not too strong, but it's really salty. It's usually made from goat milk.
The reason why I have the special memory about mozzarella cheese, is that how you say it?
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella cheese is because once I paid a visit to a group of foreign friends. They are teaching English in a university. 当时应该是赶上 Thanksgiving 这一天，所以这波人打算说出去聚餐，但是呢又特别想带上这个 mozzarella cheese.
Yeah,
so one of my friends, she wrote the word, or she spelled the word on the blackboard, telling everybody,Who's got mozzarella cheese? 所以我才对这个词印象这么的深刻。所以后来在很多地方有碰见过呀，比如说在餐馆里面还有听朋友聊起过，但是具体是什么味道我到现在好像还没有尝过。I've never tasted a real mozzarella cheese so far. Or maybe I've tasted it, but I have no idea.
Real mozzarella cheese is actually going to come in a big ball.And so there are some restaurants here in Beijing.
Wrapped with paper?
No, not necessarily. Like if you order a salad, for example, in some cases it will come with sliced pieces of mozzarella. And the thing is, it's going to be a white cheese. And again, the flavor is going to be very, very mild. It almost doesn't really taste like anything. I mean, it tastes like cheese, obviously. But again, it's a very, very mild flavor. It's not too strong.
Okay. 说到这个 mozzarella cheese, 我们还有朋友呢在论坛上贴出了一组照片啊，跟我们分享了在这个 Christmas season 啊，自己在家做披萨，其实也用到了这一款这个奶酪。我们稍回来给大家念一念这个帖子，三个大写字母 ATW 加上内容发到10669199985，我聊一聊在中国吃到印象比较深刻的这些西方食物啊，特别是有些朋友曾经出国留学，在外头吃到了，回来之后还想再继续尝一尝当地的特色，你可以和我们分享一下你的故事。送上 Snow Patrol 的一首 If There's a Rocket, Tie Me to It.
If yours on my sleeve, I wound it round and round my finger so tight. It turned to purple and a pulse formed inside.And I knew the beat, 'cause it matched your own beat. I still remember that from our chest to chest and feet to feet. The easy silence then was a sweet relief to this hush of ovens, aeroplanes, and a distant car horn.
2001年我去美国攻读新闻和大学
我的音乐教育硕士
学
位
汇集成册出版了时尚英语
还举办过两次古筝个人独奏音乐会是轻松咖啡馆的主持人 Lucy
我是刘燕 The Beijing Hour 主持人
发送邮件到 CRIEZFM@CRI.com.cn 说说你的留学故事赢取每周五加拿大航空公司送出的精彩纪念品还有机会竞逐北京到加拿大任意直航城市的免费往返机票
OK, you're listening to ATW 摩天轮 with 亚杰 and 优质备胎胡子哥我们今天聊一聊在中国能吃到的这些西方美食说到这儿呢有一位朋友在论坛上给我们贴出了一组非常刺激人的照片呢 Here's some nice pizza She and her roommate made when she was in Melbourne 这是在墨尔本留学的我们一位老听友了他当初呢和室友自己传播的做了一些披萨饼在网上给我们晒这些精美的图片我们来看一看 Here's one type of the pizza she made This one is called Aussie 看看这澳式风情的披萨饼里面大概带有什么成分 Ham, bacon, egg, mozzarella, and tomato sauce
See, I've never heard of egg being used on a pizza To me that sounds kind of strange But it seems like in Australia they like to also put eggs on their hamburgers And it was actually the first time that I came to Beijing. My uncle, he was working here at the same time.
Oh.
And he took me to get a cheeseburger. This was back in 2004, actually, okay. a long time ago. And he took me to San Lituan because he worked near there. And this is before San Lituan was really what San Lituan is now. There weren't very many Western restaurants there. And yeah, ordered a cheeseburger and it came with an egg on it. It was really, really strange to me.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, but it was just kind of weird.
在这个 cheeseburger, 奶酪汉堡上面呢有带有一个煎的还是炸的还是煮的还是什么样的鸡蛋
I guess it would be 煎的 It wasn't sunny side up, but it was over medium or over easy. And so there was a little bit of yolk, that was still a little runny.
但是肯定是为了增加说这个奶酪汉堡的一些营养程度呗才往上面加了一个鸡蛋。
Yeah,
要知道当初在生活困难的时候鸡蛋还是一件奢侈品的。Like eating eggs is kind of luxury back in old days.
Yeah, sure.Sure. But I don't know. It strikes me as maybe a little bit too much protein to put, you know,
maybe
an egg on a cheeseburger.
反正它这澳式的披萨里面呢带点鸡蛋然后有这个汉堡不是这个叫什么火腿然后有培根有这种 cheese, 另外还有番茄酱。这是其中一种还有是 vegetarian。这里面出现的有一种这个原料叫 fresh basil. What is it?
Fresh basil. It's a kind of Italian herb, and I think it's actually really hard to find in China. Again, you can probably go to a Western grocery store or a Western market, and they will have basil. Maybe it won't be fresh though. But if you go to like just a regular Chinese grocery store, you will not be able to find this. And so I'm actually kind of jealous.
Okay, 翻译成中文叫罗列或者是紫苏，也是一种调味料了。
Yeah, I'm still looking for basil here in Beijing. I haven't found it yet because fresh basil really is amazing. Also, rosemary is one of my favorite herbs. So when I was still living in the States with my family in high school, my mother.She didn't like lamb very much. And so whenever she would go on a business trip, my dad would always make some lamb. It was really, really good. And so it's,
趁你妈妈不在的时候一家人就开始吃 lamb,、
exactly.
吃羊肉。
Oh, but it's, but I, and like my dad and I, we both loved it. And so what he would do is he would take some lamb tenderloin. And so like a big, you know, like round piece of meat and then cover it with, Dijon mustard. And so it's like a French mustard, it's a little spicy, and then put some rosemary on the outside. Oh, it's absolutely delicious.
妈妈不在就跟过节似的，用这种方式来庆祝。Rosemary, 迷迭香，大家可能对一首歌比较熟悉，就是Simon and Garfunkel 那一首 Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme.
That's right.
那是几种香料的名字，大家可以查查这首歌，我忘了叫什么。The Sound of Silence.
I can't remember.
Maybe.
I'm too young for that.
Okay, let's get back to fresh basil. 这是素食披萨里面带的其中一个成分 and her roommate special 还专门给他的室友呢准备了一个特色 Bacon, mushroom, fresh basil And what is this one called?
Jalapeno
Jalapeno
Yeah, so that's a Spanish It's a Spanish、mm. Pepper Delicious So it's just so good And so the thing isIf you don't like spicy things, well then you probably won't like the jalapeno. But the great thing about jalapeno is that it's not too spicy, but it's still spicy. But at the same time, the flavor of a jalapeno is just very, very special. It's very, very unique. Like Mexican food has lots of jalapenos on it.
So this is like a chili sauce?
Well, no, it's an actual chili.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not so much a sauce. Like Tabasco.You know, the、
yes.
Tabasco, they make a red sauce, which is made from、red chilies. And they also have a green sauce, which is made from jalapenos.、It's so good.
这是种墨西哥的辣椒，好吧、
mm.
还有 mozzarella and tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce.
Okay. 我们这个听友又接着说 Aussie has become my all-time favorite since the first time I had it. It's awesome! And I love the smoky taste of fresh basil. It's a fresh but a little smoky taste.、
Mm.
有点烟熏的那个味道。Here is a close look of the vegetarian pizza.
It looks delicious.
一大堆真是太刺激我们了。
Well, that's the thing. Like, actually, pizzas are really, really easy to make.The hardest part about making a pizza is just making the dough. If you can make the dough and you have an oven, I mean, you can make your own tomato sauce actually really easily.
、
mm. You can make a homemade one out of, you know, fresh tomatoes. But that might take a couple days because you have to boil down the tomatoes and get like all the water out of them. Because tomato sauce has to be a little bit thicker. Or you can just go buy some pre-made tomato sauce.And then everything else is just really easy. Now for the mushrooms, I suggest cooking the mushrooms a little bit before you actually put them on. Because if you just put the mushrooms on top of the pizza and then cook it, they're not going to be as soft、
mm.
and as good, I think.
对，如果自己想 DIY pizza 的朋友呢，可以之前先把蘑菇加工一下。
Mm.
这样吃起来口感更好一些。太讨厌了。It's gonna take me a while for me to wipe off my saliva. I need a music break. Carrie Hilson, I like. 大家也可以和我们分享一下这些你喜欢吃的西方美食。三个大写字母 ATW 加上内容发到 1066-9191-985. Up on city lights, here I go, started out. I like dressed up.Out the door, so damn ready for one night, maybe more. I like red strobe light, hot floors, dirty minds when you cross my way. I like just you and I, touch at first sight. And the world.Pure star, let's go way too far. Come a little closer. I like hot looks up and down. We're dancing on a sleazy ground. Bet you wanna get it on. I like you got me downright electrified. Don't stop the ride. I like just you and I. Here and now, what a night.Don't stop the music. I like, I can't refuse it. Dance all night.
Don't stop the music. I like, I can't refuse it. And the world
Carrie Hilson, I like. Well, I like today's topic very much.
And it's about lunchtime, so how are you feeling? How's your stomach?
I'm holding up pretty all right. 这胃啊，正在和脑子做斗争啊，看来哪一个更容易先占个上风。1351说墨西哥的土，不对，玉米饼很赞，可以当薯片，就直接干着吃就挺好吃的。So, 1351 is talking about tortilla chips.
Yeah, tortilla chips are really, really good. And so actually, these are something that you can make at home as well. Just get some,
Tortilla chips?
Yeah, all you need to do is just make some corn, like a batter, basically. So it's going to be with some flour and with some corn flour.
Mm.
I'm not quite sure of the recipe, but it can't be that hard. So you just make some dough, cut it up, and then just fry it in some corn oil or in some peanut oil.
Mm.
Really, really easy.
So tortilla chips is originated from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
What about mojito?
Mojito? Oh, you know, I'm not sure. But it's definitely Spanish. Mojito is a Spanish word.
也是拉丁美洲国家的一种特色的饮料。
Yeah, it's really good.
Here's one interesting thing is that once I encountered this pseudo mojito in certain area of Beijing. I'm not going to specifically tell you where that is. 但是呢这个 mojito 通常呢大家在这个酒吧里面喝到的还是有点贵的，大概是50块钱左右吧。
Yep.
However, the pseudo mojito only cost me 10 kuai.
Really?
也算是比较简易一点的 mojito。 那这款饮料呢里面有加的一种东西呢是 Bacardi。
Okay, yeah, Bacardi rum.
So for this pseudo mojito, instead of using Bacardi, the seller uses the Sprite.
Oh.
Like the beverage Sprite.
Then there's no alcohol.
Which decreases the cost or the budget of making the drink. So that's the reason why it's so cheap.
Okay.
It's only 10 kuai. 喝起来呢有一点点偷工减料。And instead of putting, what is that sugary thing in it? The seller use real sugars.
Okay.
用的是普通的白糖而不是用的糖精。所以呢整个成本就下来了。So that's why the mojito is so cheap. It's only 10 kuai.
But how was it? Wasn't any good?
But you need to stir it because the sugar is really hard to,
you know. Okay.
所以还是挺特别的。这是一些你可以 substitute的原料，你可以 sacrifice 这些原料，好把成本降下来哈。
But that's the thing. I mean, if you
我们先进一下广告，一会儿接着和大家聊。Here is your ATW 摩天轮。
This is CRI Easy FM.
您现在收听的是中国国际广播电台轻松调频
Easy FM。
Here I am, take me in your arms and love me. lose the feeling, make it last. Here I am.
Me in your arms and love me. You're listening to ATW 摩天轮 with 亚杰 and 胡子哥爱强。Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm saying to our listeners, welcome back. I was telling John earlier that I've never been hungry like this before. So
I'm totally not hungry just because I ate so much last night.
太讨厌了。
I am hungry.But my stomach says, no, no, no. You're not putting anything else. There's no more food coming in here until tomorrow.
You know what? I need to get hypnotized into thinking I'm not that hungry. It's usually mind over matter.
You're in a calm field. You can hear the birds chirping, see the butterflies.
再玩就恐怖了，哥哥。好吧，我们聊一聊在中国的吃吃喝喝，特别是在这儿吃到的一些不那么老地道的西方美食。这边呢，有朋友说，我所了解的西餐呢，基本上就是 olive oil，另外还有 cheese， 还有 fresh food ingredients and wine。
Wine is very
important. 对，几大点了，就是说到这个 olive oil.
Well, first, actually, I want to talk about wine real quick, because not very many people know that wine and beer are actually really, really good ingredients when you're cooking. Like, for example, when I'm making a spaghetti sauce or any kind of sauce, really, beer and wine are really, really good. So, for example, if you're frying something.
我们这边也是啊，中国人用白酒啊，做菜的时候。
Really, to cook.
对啊，去腥味啊。Although I know nothing about cooking, I saw my mom cooking with white liquor to get rid of the fish smell, the nasty fish smell.
Okay. Anyway, and so on to olive oil. Olive oil is amazing. I love the flavor. And I mean, maybe it's partly just because I love olives. Olives are so good.
橄榄油。
And so in China, the problem is, of course, that olive oil is expensive.It's just going to be expensive because it's pretty rare. And it doesn't really occur very much in Chinese cuisine. But olive oil is wonderful. You can use it in everything. I mean, like, I use olive oil to fry stuff. Sometimes if I want just a very simple noodle dish, just boil some noodles, add some garlic and olive oil, and maybe a little bit of butter. It's really, really good.And you can also use it for salad dressing. And so what I like to do is just some olive oil, maybe some vinegar. It can be Chinese vinegar or whatever. And with some garlic and some onions.
应该上面果醋还有橄榄油去拌这个沙拉。That's for salad dressing.
Salad dressing. And maybe a little bit of mustard too. Mustard gives it a little bit more of a tangy flavor.
So I got a perfect brain teaser for you. Why did the tomato blush?
Oh, I've heard this before. I can't remember.
I've asked this question on our show before to our listeners.
Why did the tomato blush?
现在呢轮到问胡子哥了。为什么说这个番茄小朋友会涨红了脸嘞? Why did the tomato blush?
I can't remember.
The answer you just released.
Because it's tomato sauce? What?
Because he saw the salad dressing.
Oh, that's right.哎呦，
怎么样？
太浓了。
主要是你的中文太好了，现在英文的思维已经转不过来了。So why did the tomato blush? 为什么说番茄小朋友会涨红脸呢？
There's another one. Why did Mr. Tomato smash young little tomato?
Catch up.
Yeah,
we mentioned that one before. 我们跟你说，节目里面我们玩的 brain teaser 比你们 China Drive 要多得多呀。这就是一 brain teaser 的一个大本营啊。 那这边还有朋友说呢，今天食食物者为亚节，给大家改编的太好了，我没有那么大的能耐哈。识时务者为俊杰，现在识时务者为亚杰。这边倒是有朋友说呢，亚杰原来是一个 big eater。
Big eater, are you a big eater?
No, I'm not.
I've never seen you eat actually.
我吃了，当然吃了，嗯，还是很贪的一个 eater。但是呢，可以用一句话来形容，那就是眼大肚子小。
Yeah, so are your eyes bigger than your stomach?
I hope so. 虽然眼睛也不算太大吧。The eyes are bigger than stomach 也是可以跟大家分享的一个俗语。这个英文和中文还比较的对应。
It's about the same. This is why you have to be careful. When you go to a restaurant or when you go to the grocery store especially, because you don't want to be really hungry. Especially if you go to a grocery store and you're really, really hungry, you're going to end up buying things that you're never going to use.
Yeah.
And you're never going to eat because you see it, you're like, whoa, that looks good. But then you never actually
eat. I absolutely agree with you on that one. All right, 送上 Ray Charles 的一首 Hit the Road Jack. 欢迎大家继续发送短信聊一聊你所喜欢吃这些西方美食，三个大写字母 ATW 加上短信内容发到1066-9191-985，每条资费50分。
Wrong, wrong, you're just wrong, that's all. You didn't see me, you know good and well you didn't see me. I have nothing, mind you, against French food, but you didn't see me in no French cafe, you know better than that. I mean, you know I'm more of a neck bones and collard greens and black eyed peas and chitlins andcorn on the cob and iced tea. I mean, you know that. And besides, I'm not the only one to wear these kind of glasses anyway. Let me tell y'all what really, you see, I couldn't believe it. I came home the other night. I was expecting to get a warm welcome. You know what I mean? Something nice and warm.I figure, you know, I'm happy I done won some money. You know, usually when I come back, I gotta say, baby, I didn't do too good. But this time, I felt good. I won. And, yeah, I'm all ready. You know, get into it. Wrong. I mean, I was wrong. Mistake. I opened up the door and got the shock of my life. There was my woman standing in the middle of the floor. You know, she was waiting on me, and she started yelling and talking about Well, I didn't quite understand at first, you see.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Woman, don't treat me so mean, you're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. But I guess if you said so, I'm gonna have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Treat me this way, I'll be back on my feet someday.
I don't care if you do, cause understood, you ain't got no money, you just in it.
Oh, I guess if you say so, I'm gonna have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.
I bet.
And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Say what?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't quite understand.
Don't you come back no more.
What you mean by that?
Don't you come back no more.
Yeah, wait a minute, hold it now.
Don't you come back
I thought you told me it was me and you.
Don't you come back
no more. Can't we talk this thing over?
Don't you come back
no more. I mean, what about all that stuff about until death do us part? I mean, don't that count for nothing?
Don't you come back
I mean, how can you say that to me?
Don't you come back
no more. After all our sacrifice.
Don't you come back no more.
Now, wait a minute, you're making me mad here now.
Don't you come back
See, I don't think you know who you're talking to.
Don't you come back.
I don't have to take that kind of talk to nobody.
Don't you come back.
Now, you wait a minute here.
Don't you come back.
Then say what?
Don't you
don't you come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I know it's your house, but still, I mean, I can't
don't
have your
come
food.
Back no
wait, 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 what?
Don't you come
I
back.
I dare you to say it again.
Don't you come back.
You no jive mother. No.
Don't you come back.
Not now. Not now.
A live version of Hit the Road Jack. And he mentioned a lot of delicious cuisines.
Oh, most definitely.
At the intro part. One of them is, what, iced tea?
Iced tea. And that got me thinking about one of the things that I miss a lot about living in the States, specifically living in the South, and that's sweet tea. And so, you know, if you go to any restaurant in the States, you can get iced tea, right? It's just basically just cold black tea, maybe with some lemon.
冰红茶.
But sweet tea is a southern specialty. And so what they do is they take simple syrup. And simple syrup is just sugar dissolved in water. And so what they do is instead of, you know, putting all the tea bags in just regular water, they'll put the tea bags with some hot water and also some simple syrup. Tons of sugar actually inside there. And so you drink it and it's amazingly sweet. It's just so delicious.
那不是齁死了,多甜呢?
It's not too bad. I mean, when I first tried it, I was like, wow, this is too sweet. But after a while, you get used to it and you really start to love it.
Okay. 其实在南方经常可以喝到 叫甜茶 姑且这么翻译吧 Sweet tea
冰甜茶天冰茶
来回捯饬吧你就 这边有朋友提示说呢 自己炸花生米之后呢 可以放少许的白酒 酒精呢 可以帮助把花生里面的潮气蒸发掉 这样会比较的脆 So by using white liquor can make the peanuts taste even more crisp.
And that's when you're frying them, right?
Yeah. After you're frying the peanuts.
Oh, it's like
sprinkle some white liquor on it.
Oh, okay, that's really interesting. Actually, that reminds me of one of my favorite dishes here in China.
炸花生米是吧?
Well, lao tu huasheng.
Ah.
Really, really good. And there was one restaurant near where I used to live, near Shuangjing. And they tore it down a while ago.
Okay.
to make room for this big kind of canal park area, which no one goes to. But it was really, really good because what they did, it wasn't just vinegar and peanuts, but it also had some cilantro.
Cilantro?
香菜.
Oh, okay.
香菜. And also some
盐碎,
some green peppers. So what you do...
青椒.
Yeah, 青椒. And so when they first bring it to you, you know, it's obviously very fresh. And so what I like to do is you wait maybe like 5 or 10 minutes. Because what happens is after a while the vinegar will absorb the flavor of the green pepper and it just tastes really, really good.
连老醋花生你都能吃出名堂来呀，不错呀！下回带你去尝一尝凉拌荆芥，还有凉拌折耳根，这才是特地道的中国凉菜。OK，这边呢还有朋友提醒，就是我们之前提到说 Simon and Garfunkel的那首歌。 Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Oh, 对，我忘了. You can do pretty lousy karaoke singing at ATW. 这是你的一项专长. 这位朋友提示说呢, 是那首歌, Scarborough Fair.
Scarborough Fair, that's right.
对。 叫斯卡布洛集市, 啊, 也是毕业生那部电影里面的主题曲了, 里面提到的这几款外国的香料。
Yeah, my parents used to listen to Simon and Garfunkel all the time, but I was never a big fan, so I don't know any of their songs names or anything.
那好吧, 你可以继续与时俱进吗? 来送上 Uncle Cracker 的一首 Smile， 继续聊一聊西方美食，三个大写字母 A T W 加上短信内容发到 10669191985。
like a flower poking through the sidewalk crack. And just like that, you steal away the rain. And just like that, like a fool, forget how to breathe, shine like gold, buzz like me. Just the thought of you can drive me wild. You make me smile like the sun, fall out of bed, sing like a bird, dizzy in my head, spin like a record, crazy on a Sunday night.
Uncle Cracker, smile. You're listening to ATW 摩天轮. We almost come to the end of today's special coverage about Western cuisine in China. 今天聊了好多的又吃又喝的东西。做的最艰难的一期节目啊，有史以来。It's like one of the most difficult programs we've ever had.
Well, for you, maybe.
Yeah. It's really difficult
to talk
stomach. About.All these delicious cuisines at lunch hour.
One of the things that, that I just remembered during the break, about Chinese food, about liang cai, is, kou shui ji. Really, really good. But the thing is, like, the chicken and the sauce that it comes in have to be done right. Because, like, if you go just, you know, to some small fanguar and get kou shui ji, more than likely it's not going to be very good. Like, the chicken won't be the right pieces, and then,like the oil, the sauce that it comes in isn't going to taste right because you have to cook the sesame seeds a little bit before you put them in the sauce to get it a bit of a kind of a smoky flavor.
行，下次要再去吃饭的话呢，一定带上胡子哥，他会帮你鉴别一下哪些是 genuine， 哪些是 pseudo.
Yes, exactly.
好吧，这边还有朋友在问呢，关于中国的一些食料。3629说想请问一下两位，中国的大葱啊、花椒啊、大料啊、胡椒啊，这些都有对应的英文吗？肯定有对应的英文。时间的关系呢，我们就不一一为大家这个现场的就读这些翻译了，大家可以自己下查一下。但是我觉得比较有意思就是这些中国的配料啊。I remember a story a friend told me that once he cooked like a chicken soup for everybody using all these Chinese ingredients, 又是有花椒啊大料什么的。And his foreign friends ate them all, drank them all, ate them all, including the ingredients. And afterwards, his foreign friends asked my friend that why does some of your food taste so weird? You don't really have to eat them all. That's the trick of eating Chinese food. 吃中餐的一大秘诀就是当中所有出现的东西你不见得都要把它吃掉的。
Yeah, I guess for the most part, like I can't, like...Especially in soup, I guess, in the West. If it's in the soup, you should probably eat it. Except for, it's not basil, I can't remember the word, bay leaves. Bay leaves are really, really good. Again, hard to find in China, and they usually come dry. And you put them in a soup, or you put them in a sauce of some kind, and you just let it cook inside the soup. But you don't want to eat it. Like, if it comes in your bowl or on your plate, you don't want to actually eat it.
Okay, 这叫什么月桂树叶。 bay leaf. Spell as B-A-Y-L-E-A-F. 好的，今天也是给大家普及一下这些西方的食材啊。That's pretty much for today's ATW.
Oh no, really?
Yes.
Do we have to go?
That means
we
need
to,
we need to go out for a lunch. Your treat, 胡子哥。All right, 感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。Thank you guys so much for being with us. We're going to see you next time. Take care. Look on your face, that you really, really, really into me. Is it me or is it hot in here? Burning up, adrenaline rush, can't get enough. Is it real or am I just imagining? Do I want it too much? Am I making it up? I'm trying to ignore your face, but I keep coming back for more. Just you to see me, but I really do. Cause I'm the type of girl who's used to playing it cool. If you wanna win me over, it's